Interview with Severus Tobias Snape, file number 1981-12-87144. Written by Kitsune Ray 88 and read by Wilfriede 0815. From the additional tags, unconventional format, interrogation, police brutality. File number 1981-12-87144. Ministry of Magic, Department of Magical Law Enforcement. Interview with Severus Tobias Snape. Present, Rufus Elias Scrimgeour, Aura. Severus Tobias Snape. Albus Percival Wulfric Brian Dumbledore, from 1156. Transcript begins. Scrimgeour. You are here, Snape, on accusations that you are a Death Eater. So, what have you got to say for yourself? Silence. Scrimgeour. This is your time to explain things to us, yeah? Because from where I'm sitting, you're looking pretty guilty. We got the robes, with the mask, from the sad little hovel that you call a home. We have eyewitness accounts from both your victims and other confessed Death Eaters about your involvement. You got a chance to explain, kid, and maybe we'll go easy on you, given your age and all. Silence. Scrimgeour. Okay, kid, let me tell you how this is going to go down. You tell me everything you did, roll over on your Death Eater buddies, and maybe I put in a good word before the Wizengamot for you. Tell them that you were just a kid, that you didn't know what you were getting yourself into, and you say you're sorry, and maybe you get out of Azkaban one day. Or you keep doing this, and we nail you to the wall, and you die in Azkaban. Your choice, kid. Snape. Not much of a choice. Go insane and die, or go insane and die. If you have everything, why am I even here? Scrimgeour. Giving you a chance to come clean. Snape. Excuse me if I don't believe you. You're telling me you have everything you need, so clearly nothing I say is going to help anyway. Why would I give you more ammunition?
Scrimgeour. Ammunition?
Snape. Muggle thing. Scrimgeour.
You know muggle things, do you?
Snape. I am a half-blood. My father was a muggle.
Scrimgeour. And how did that work with being a Death Eater? Your new buddies very accepting of that, were they?
Silence.
Scrimgeour. Or you hated your father, and decided taking it out on muggleborns, half-bloods, and muggles felt good?
Silence.
Scrimgeour. You raped and tortured people. You killed. You didn't think anything of it, did you? These others, they aren't human. You must hate yourself too, as well as muggleborns, half-bloods, and muggles.
Silence.
Scrimgeour. This isn't working. All right.
Pause.
Scrimgeour. Let's try again, shall we? You raped and tortured people. You killed people.
Silence.
Snape.
I never raped anyone.
Scrimgeour. You don't deny torture and killing, though.
Snape. In the Dark Lord circles, few can avoid those. You can avoid the pleasure in it. You cannot avoid the actions.
Scrimgeour. They made you do it, did they?
Snape. You think you're any better? You think you would have stood up to the Dark Lord?
Scrimgeour. I certainly would have done better than you.
Snape. Allow me to point out the obvious, but it seems you don't need the duress to enact violence. On a prisoner, no less.
Scrimgeour. You don't count.
Snape. Which is exactly what the Dark Lord said about those with muggle blood.
Scrimgeour. Including you.
Snape. He gave me the opportunity to redeem myself for my blood.
Silence.
Dumbledore.
What is this?
Scrimgeour.
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore. Have I not already given a statement about Mr. Snape's role? Was there any need, Scrimgeour, to drag Mr. Snape in for questioning, away from my school?
Scrimgeour. He's committed crimes, Dumbledore.
Dumbledore. Yes, he has, and then he, at great personal risk over the last 2 years, turned against Voldemort and provided information to us.
Through his information, we were able to save many. Not everyone, but a great many people owe their lives to the information Mr. Snape passed along. Have you any idea how much risk that would have taken?
Silence.
Dumbledore. The Wizengamot has granted Mr. Snape immunity for his crimes committed in the war on the basis of the work he has done in the past 2 years. There is no need to interrogate him on...
Scrimgeour. He may still know something. He is still able to name his fellow Death Eaters.
Dumbledore. He was fully deprived in November, after the fall of Voldemort.
Scrimgeour. There could still be...
Dumbledore. If you have any further questions, you may come and ask them at Hogwarts, rather than drag one of my teachers down to the Ministry for an interrogation, one that mysteriously seems to have resulted in 2 black eyes and a bloody nose. We are done here. Severus, let us go and have you seen to by Madame Pomfrey.
Transcript ends. I certify this to be a true transcript of a recording made on the 12th of March, 1982, of an interview with Severus Tobias Snape on the 17th of December, 1981. Adam Boone, Court Reporter. The End.